Welcome, Fearless Dentistry Podcast community. Welcome to this episode of the Fearless Dentistry Podcast. It's a real pleasure for me to be back with you myself personally. This is going to be a monologue from John. It's been a while since I've done a monologue with you, and I have a lot to share, but I'm going to keep this one brief because I do have quite a few topics that I want to talk about over the next few weeks to a month. I just came back from a conference, a really neat conference that was down in Phoenix, Arizona, 2 weeks ago this upcoming weekend. And as I was sitting through the conference, it was 2.5 days. I really love going to conferences and learning. I know I'm 72 years old. I retired from dentistry a little over 3 years ago. And you're wondering, why are you going to conferences still at this point? Well, the answer is kind of easy, is because I'm a constant learner. I always have been. I always will be. Here at the house, you will find laying around on coffee tables and on my desk and bedside table, you'll find a book at each place. Along with that, you'll see a highlighter and a pen and a red marker. I'm constantly reading books. People classify as self-help, business and personal development, business development, communication skill development, that type of thing. The reason I want to do that is I want to add more arrows to my quiver. And being in retirement, part of my big desire is to continue to be a mentor and share from my experience of 42 years in dentistry what I did and what I did to accomplish what I did accomplish, which I'm proud of, from the fact that we accomplished great things, but not from a point that I want to brag about it, because I just did things because I knew that that was the right way to do it, to give to the patients in the manner and the way that I wanted to give to them, to help them discover the seed of greatness inside of them and help them grow into a new and different person as they were wanting to, as they shared that with me. Before I go into today, a common theme from almost every speaker at this conference came down to dentistry and life is about connection. We are neurologically designed for connection, emotionally and physically. And the businesses that thrive nowadays are so much better than the rest at the emotional connection. Listening people, asking great questions, following up with another great question based upon what they have been sharing with you. Understanding what they want, sharing with them from your perspective what they need, and joining the needs and the wants together in building a phenomenal treatment plan that patient is very anxious to buy. They want to buy it because they helped you construct it. And they helped you construct it based upon the image of the life that they want to live after the dentistry that you have done with them and for them, eliminating the major obstacle as they see it, and it's their teeth and their inability to smile. So connection, remember that, connection. I want to ask you a question here, though. Which one of you out there in the community will be willing to sit back, pause for a moment, get your life kind of quiet, and allow you to take yourself into a visionary mode to where you can look out 5 years into the future and as clearly as you can, visualize your possibilities and opportunities for you and your practice over the next 5 years, and to do it as such that you vision them, you are so compelled to go after them to the point that you will make a difference in your practice forever. Now, that seems like a big question, and it is a big question. It's a challenging question, but that's what Fearless Dentistry is about, and that's what I did with my practice, and I'll come back to that in just a minute, but it came to a point that I knew that there was a bigger calling for me with my dentistry. I loved my general practice, but I knew that there was a bigger calling. With that question in mind, it starts out really broad, but you can narrow it down and clarify it to the point that it gives you motivation and purpose that is unstoppable. Let me give you a couple of examples, and you guys know all about these gentlemen. One is Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos started Amazon by just selling books, and look at him today. And imagine that Jeff is going to open up a dental office, which now, you know, Jeff is doing everything pretty much. wouldn't surprise me at some point in the future that he does put up dental offices. But let's say, just for the imagination purposes, that he's putting one up about a block away from your practice. And you learn this, and it's going to happen, and he's going to open the doors in 6 months. Pause for a moment and just give that some thought. Because you know Jeff is rather ambitious, and Jeff has a definite purpose with his business, and that is to make as much money as possible, corner the market, to own the market. So what are you going to do? How will you respond to this? Because this is an enormous challenge for you. But are you willing to look it in the face, look it in the eyes and say, bring it on? Are you willing to sit back and go, okay, what do I need to do to sustain, thrive, and resist anything that Jeff's office may attempt to do to disrupt your practice? I'll bet you you could get very creative, very bold, imaginative, courageous, ambitious, determined, and committed to creating your ideal bulletproof practice. And what that looks like, only you will know when you go into this quiet place and answer the question at the very first that I proposed to you. But now you have 6 months. Now you're forced to think about that question. It's not a luxury. It's not something that you can just, well, I'll do that next week. I'll do that next month. Or maybe I'll do that in November, December and get ready for 2025. No, you've got to start now because Jeff's going to open that office in 6 months. And if you're not ready, you will go under in a very short time frame. In my opinion, the number one determining factor that will prevent you from becoming susceptible or vulnerable, Jeff's office, is learning, master the art and skills of great communication. That was the one thing that came across with this conference that I was at, is the art and the skills of communication, learning to master those. It's the 80-20 principle. 20% of what you do gives you 80% of your results. So find out what that 20% is and live there. Get rid of the other 80%. It becomes irrelevant. Don't waste your time with it. So if we take that 80-20 down one, or excuse me, take it up one more step, and we go to 20% of 20 is 4%. 80% of 80 is 64%. So what the formula then says is that 4% of what you do gives you 64% of your results. Now, that's rather interesting. So doesn't it behoove you to learn what your 4% is? Or you determine what you want your 4% to be. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that learning the art and the skill set of masterful communication is in that 4%. So if we take it up one step further, 20% of 4% is 0.8%. So let's round it up to 1%. 80% of 64% gives you 51.2. So let's just take that down to 50%. So 1% of what you do gives you 50% of your results. And I can guarantee you, your 1% is the art and the skill set of masterful communication. See, I believe that there is a seed of greatness inside everybody. And our greatness is our life's hero, yourself, ourselves. There is that seed of greatness, and there is that seed of hero inside of us. And our lives daily are trying to pull out that hero and that greatness every day. But we ignore the signs, we ignore the opportunities, we ignore the possibilities and the probabilities. Sometimes we do it knowingly, and sometimes we do it by omission. But there is that seed of greatness and there is that seed of hero inside of you. And I encourage you to go for it. When the moment arises and you sense something is different, that's a moment. That's a moment that your life is saying, wake up and pay attention to this, because this is an opportunity to head you down in the pathway towards your hero, your greatness. When you discover that hero for the first time, even though it may be just a little pinprick of it, you know something's up. You know something has happened and you can't turn back. It is 100% irrevocably irreversible. So when you discover your hero, whatever it may be, in any little fashion, you may not save the world like the Avengers or Superman or Indiana Jones or Luke Skywalker, but you will save the world around you. And the first person that's going to save is you. And when you do that and you start realizing your potential, people are going to notice. They're going to take heed and they're going to notice. And they're going to think something's different about you. And they're going to like it. And the other thing is, you're going to like it. You're going to start liking yourself better. We are the hero of our own life. And there is a bigger calling waiting for you. What is that calling? Next week, I'm going to talk with you about what happened to me in April of 1988. It was an appointment for seating of a cosmetic case. And what happened during that appointment and at the end of the appointment was totally unexpected for me. But it was a magical moment. And it was one of those moments that told me, John, this is your path. I could have ignored that, but this was such a powerful, magical moment. I could not ignore it. And it did. It changed my life and it changed my practice forever. It helped me start realizing my greatness. And I started realizing I could be a hero for my patients. But the real hero in my practice and in these kinds of situations of treating these patients was not me. It was the patient. And I'll explain that more next week as I follow up with this. So assignment for going into next week is answer the question. Will you be willing to sit back and visualize possibilities and opportunities and the greatest practice that you can possibly have or think of? And will you be willing to start down that path? Answer that question. Visualize a little bit about the practice and how you want to change it and redirect it as a result of the incoming practice from Amazon. And start looking about ways that you can react to those moments of time where you think, possibly, this is a little blade of grass of my hero that is sprouting up. Am I going to respond to it or ignore it? Am I going to feed it or am I going to mow it down? So I hope I've raised some thought processes with you, challenged you a little bit today. That's what I love to do. That's what Fearless Dentistry is about, is encourage you to be courageous and fearless on your own behalf. Because if you don't, no one's going to. And I wish for you the best, absolute best practice that you can have, because I think that you deserve it. That hero inside of you, that great person inside of you deserves it. And we're going to talk about that also. So that's the end of today. Thank you for spending time with me. I kept it kind of short, 15 minutes. I think that's a good time frame. But I threw out enough information to keep you thinking and going into next week. So have a great rest of your day today. Have a great weekend coming up. We'll see you and visit with you next week with some more information that hopefully will inspire you into your greatness of creativity.